And our second volume, page 184, first paragraph. Things are all laid out here. Let's okay. Yeah, we're going to have another arithmetic lesson. It's very easy arithmetic, though. So Brother Russell lays it out very concisely, very logically. And we're seeing... we're leading up to the, like brother, I heard earlier some discussion before the meeting began about the Grand Jubilee, or maybe I'm remembering last week. we're in the Great Jubilee, but we're looking forward to the Grand Jubilee for the whole world of mankind. So we'll begin with reading the first paragraph on page 184. I believe that's where we begin. Is that what everyone has marked?
Yes.
And that's what Brother Jerry put that summary up there, and that's what is shown. So I'm assuming that's where that's what I have marked. That's where I believe we start. And I think we'll start with Sister Marilyn Bach to read that paragraph for us. Satisfied thus
that the last typical jubilee from which the great 50 times 50 cycle counts was not earlier and could not be since the captivity in Babylon, and hence that the one immediately preceding that captivity was the last typical jubilee year, and that at its close, the great silent cycle began to count. We proceed to locate the exact time of that last typical jubilee thus.
Did you want me to read two?
Yes, I think that would be good.
Okay. The system of the year Sabbaths, being identified with their land, Canaan, and their inheritance in it, the first cycle of 49 years leading to the first Jubilee should begin to count from the time they entered Canaan. This reasonable inference is made positive by the Lord's words, "When ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath, observe the Sabbath system unto the Lord. 6 years shall thou sow thy field, and 6 years shall thou prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year, from entering the land, shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land. So then the cycle of 7 times 7, or 49 years, began to count at once, and the 50th year after entering Canaan was the first typical jubilee."
Thank you. Would you read the footnote as well?
Sure. "Some have suggested that there were 6 years consumed in war before the division of the land was finished. Therefore, the counting of the Jubilee cycle did not begin until then. But no, the land was entered upon when they crossed over Jordan. And the command reads, 'When ye come into the land,' and not 'when you have divided the land.' It was divided parcel by parcel during the 6 years, but they did not get possession of all of it during those years, nor for an infinite time afterward until the enemies were driven out, which some cases was never done." And then it gives a bunch of scriptures. Hence had they waited for full possession before beginning to count the cycles, they would never have begun.
Thank you, Sister Marilyn. And of course, the quote that's in the paragraph then is from Leviticus 25, verses 1 through 5. Would you like to make any comments on what you read? What Brother Russell?
Well, I just think, you know, the Lord gave all these accounts, and the system of the Sabbath was given for a reason, and the inheritance of the cycles and everything is laid out for us to get an understanding of what the Lord's work was going to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Marilyn. So, so the first paragraph you read shows that the year that the last typical Jubilee was observed, and before they went into captivity. And is everyone understanding this what Brother Russell's bringing out here? Brother Igor?
I can say yes, but probably not perfectly, but kind of have the feeling that we understand how actually it was. And when it says that you have to celebrate this when you will get to the in the country, that means not exactly when they like occupy the country. And I like the note here. It says some places they never actually occupied in full. It's still not occupied. So that makes sense why it says that you should celebrate this Jubilee on the moment when you'll get in the country. It's a big difference.
Yeah. Yes, when they took possession of the land. And it... Any other thoughts? Brother Jim or Sister Stephanie? And then Brother Jerry.
I have a question about that first paragraph. It's always bothered me a little. Everything else in the chapter seems to make sense, but where it says, the first paragraph that was read, satisfied thus that the last typical Jubilee, from which the great 50 by 50 cycle counts, was not earlier and could not be since, the captivity in Babylon. The last typical Jubilee was earlier than the captivity in Babylon. I'm sure it's an obvious answer that I'm just not understanding.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for the question. Maybe Brother Jerry's comments will shed some light on your question. Go ahead, Brother Jerry.
Well, I'm not sure, but... this expression, the great silent cycle began, was a question that Sharon asked last night, and we discussed a little bit. I think Brother Russell's making a rather simple point. We don't want to get too complicated with our minds. He's just saying that Israel was given a rule for Sabbaths and Jubilees, of which they were allowed to keep as long as they were in the land. When God broke the cycle by taking them to Babylon for 70 years, they couldn't keep it anymore. So Brother Russell is saying whenever they, the last Jubilee that they could possibly keep, he says a grand, how is it? A great silent cycle begins. I think he's talking about the greater antitypical cycles or circles that lead to the great Jubilee instead of 7 times 7, 49 plus 50. A bigger cycle of 50 times 50 began to count there. From God's standpoint, it was silent because Israel wasn't keeping it. They just said, well, we had to stop because God stopped us. So Brother Russell saying, but the Lord God, the Heavenly Father, had a bigger program that was beginning, that was rather silent or quiet, according to everybody was watching. They didn't know. They said, well, our ordinances just stopped. But he's saying that God, in his mind, has a bigger program that led to the great jubilee, the millennium. Over.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Jerry. I think that your explanation is very helpful. I think that we'll get back to Sister Stephanie in a minute here. There's another hand at the meeting room.
We have two hands here. Sister Amanda first, and then Malika here.
Okay. Sister Amanda.
It seems like this is one of those prophecies that is clearer looking at it in hindsight and from our perspective, like looking at it from our time. It's so rational when you look at it like that. And down in the footnote, the sum that suggested, it makes me realize that how Jehovah works, where some people can and some people are stumbled by little things, because it just seems so clear and rational that it could not have begun any earlier. As it said in the very end of the paragraph at the beginning of the page, that nothing did begin in 1825, and in 1875 things definitely did begin. So the some that are stumbled by the little things, how sad, but it's they must need to view things in a different way. And so I'm very thankful for the ability that has been. I'm very thankful that, you know, we can see things from the correct perspective and don't get stumbled on the little things, and that Brother Russell has set it out so just plain and logically. Over.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Amanda. Sister Ruth.
Just, I wanted to answer to Sister Stephanie's question, because if you go in the paragraph where it says the cycle was not earlier and could not be since the captivity, and if you keep reading, it says, and hence that the one immediately preceding that captivity was the last typical jubilee year. So it's just, I think it's just saying that it was not earlier, you know, many years earlier, but it was not after the captivity. So it was just the last one before the captivity. So that's just simply how I understand.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Ruth. Sister Stephanie, these comments help.
Perfect answer. Not earlier than 19 years earlier. That makes perfect sense.
Okay, good. Good. Very good. All right. Any other? Now we're going to get into some arithmetic here with showing the from the time of the entering into Canaan and so forth. I don't know, Brother Bill, if now would be a good time to show that chart that I sent you, or that should we read the paragraph first? What do you think?
I'll leave it up to you. It'll take me a few minutes to get things framed, so maybe reading first.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's do that. All right. Okay, Sister Sharon Leslie, would you read that, those two paragraphs that go to the kind of the middle of the page on page 185?
Yes, for the bill. Yes. top of the page. It will be seen by reference to the table of chronology that 969 years elapsed between the entering of Canaan and the 70 years of desolation. And then the math is, to the division of the land is 6 years, period of the judges is 450 years, period of the kings is 513 years, making the total of those three numbers 969 years. We may know how many jubilees then have observed up to the time by dividing 969 years by 50. There are 19 50s in 969, showing that the number of the jubilees and the remaining 19 years show their 19th, which was the last of the typical jubilees, occurred just 19 years before the beginning of the 70th year of desolation of the land while they were in captivity in Babylon, and 950 years after entering Canaan. And I'm not a math person, so you'll have to ask somebody else to, if they wanted to explain that in simpler terms. I couldn't do that in simpler terms than what is being said. Over.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Sharon. Brother Bill, can you show that chart? Now, see? Oh, that's a little... Okay. You see the... Well, I don't have a pointer. Brother Bill, I have to use a pointer, I guess, because it's from his... Yeah. And you see the period of the judges and the period of the kings? You see up there what Sister... Up above the total number of jubilee cycles, 70. That's what Sister Ellie reminded us of last week, that it was, that's the number of jubilee cycles that Israel should have observed, but they only observed 19 of them. So it's the 950 years. And then you have that period of the desolation you see there. That's better. That the light was too bright. That looked too dim on my screen. Okay. And then you see the 536 AD down here at the bottom. And that's towards the end of this page. Well, it'll be explained what that is, the restoration of Israel by Cyrus. And then, I think if we read this next, paragraph all the way to the end of the page, I think that would help us. Unless somebody else has it. Brother Jerry, please, you want, go ahead. Brother Jerry.
Yeah, just to, kind of summarize what he says here. not in the calculation following, but when he said that there are 969 years up until their captivity in Babylon, the desolation. Then he said in the paragraph that there are 1950s. That's 950 years. So it's 969 minus 950 years of real Jubilee cycles. That leaves 19. So I just had in my margins, that's where the number 19 comes from. 969 minus 950. There were 19 years left until the captivity. And that's why he uses it in the next paragraph as the first number, because there were, that's how many years were left that they, into a cycle that they could not keep any more Jubilees in the type. I just wanted to emphasize the number 19. It's sometimes confusing because he says there were 19 cycles, yes, and there were 19 years left. Those are like two different concepts. 19 times 50 of Jubilees left 19 more years until Babylon over.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. I think that's very clear. It is to me. I hope everyone, this chart I thought was helpful, and it shows how the type leads up to the antitype that ends with the first great Jubilee. Brother Igor or somebody else? Yeah, Brother Igor. And then Brother Brad.
I will just repeat, but to be sure that we understand. Brother Jerry, you can confirm after I'm saying here. So we have double 19 here. Double numbers, right? Two times. 119, it's actually the cycles of 50 years. Right? And that was finishing after the king's period. This is one numbers of 19 is the cycle, so 50 years cycle. Now the other 19 is actually days. After that finished, the first 19 of the cycles finished, it's still 19 days, years.
Yeah, 19 years.
Till actually they get on captivity.
The captivity. Over. Yes. Yes. That's how I understand it. That's Brother Brad? Anything?
Yeah, Brother Bill, I know this is kind of, I'm going to state something that's somewhat obvious, but it's kind of small print. And where do we get the beginning date for counting these cycles? Well, that's down at the bottom, and it's smaller print. But you start with 1615 B.C., and that's the Exodus. And then you come 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness. And it says that right in that one section. It's got wilderness and 40 years. That takes you to 1575 B.C. So I like to mark in my volume, I put, you know, in that paragraph on page 184, I put those numbers. 1615 is the Exodus, 1615 B.C. And then you take away 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and then coming into the land, 1575 B.C., that's where our counting of these cycles then begins. They started counting, I think you brought it up in the paragraph, they started counting the Sabbath cycles at that point when they came into the land. That was having to do with that footnote that was read. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Brad. And Brother Bill, thank you for enlarging the picture there. And you can read it right here where Brother Bill's cursor is, his arrow is pointing. And Brother Brad's very well expressed what those years show. And when the typical cycle ended and the antitypical began in 1874. So I think we'll read the next section there to the end of the page, and it shows computation of the years and how you end up with the last observed jubilee, the cycle ending at 2,500 years, which you see in the middle of this diagram here. 20. Okay, let's have this read.
Where can we get this chart?
That's it's in this book from New Albany, Louisville, Chronology Chart Collection. See this, Brother Tim?
Yeah.
It's a very helpful chart. And I sent two charts back on showing the Sabbaths and the Jubilees. I sent those earlier to Brother Brad. Well, I put them in the chat. He shared them with our class.
See you, Brother Bill. We didn't see you. But, can you share it one more time? I'm sorry.
Sure. Okay. It's got the lighthouse on it. See? Do you see it?
I see the lighthouse.
Yes, we can see it now. Yeah.
You can always pin the picture too. But that's a very helpful chronology book from New Albany, Louisville. Okay.
You might have that one.
Yeah. You need to order it. Okay. Hey, Brother Tim? Brother Tim?
Yes.
Can I call on you to read? Or would you rather pass?
I'd rather pass. Thank you.
Okay. I understand. Sister Stephanie, would you read the, there then, just 19 years and then to the end of the page?
There then, just 19 years before the 70 years desolation of their land, at the close of their last jubilee, the 19th, the great cycle of 2,500 years, 50 by 50 equals 2,500, began to count. And it becomes a very simple matter to reckon where those 2,500 years terminated, and consequently, where the 2,500th year, the beginning of the great antitypical jubilee, began. Thus, from the last or 19th jubilee to the beginning of the desolation of the land was 19 years. From desolation period of the desolation, 70 years. From the restoration of Israel by Cyrus to the date known as AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, 536 years. Hence, from their last jubilee to AD 1, 625 years. The number of years since AD 1 necessary to complete the cycle of 2,500 years, 875 years. From the last observed jubilee total, 2,500 years.
It seems very appropriate. You're the treasurer, and you do numbers for us, and you could see these numbers all adding here. So is there anything you want to say about how we arrive at the 2,500?
Well, the way my mind works, I always start with the BC numbers. And in the previous paragraph, right at the end, it says 950 years after entering Canaan, I have written in there 625 BC, because that makes more sense to me than, to my brain. But, 1625 BC, when they entered Canaan, plus 1875 equals 2,500 years. So that's what I have written in at the end. But this is kind of a summary of the last few paragraphs that we've been reading.
Very good. Yes, and on the next page, there's a table, and it shows how the years are calculated. Okay. Brother Jerry.
Maybe just in slight review, at the top of 185, you have that total of 969. Those three parts were detailed earlier in this volume on pages 42. Actually, page 42 is a nice, clean summary. On the pages 47 through 50 is where we covered how we got to the 450 and 513 years. So the parts, Brother Russell is drawing on something that was already explained earlier, before page 50. So that's how we got the components. Here in this table below, he is just totaling up the numbers to equal 2,500, which is a cycle of 50 times 50. But he's not giving the years BC and AD, except one might say 536 was a BC date. But, you know, in that previous chart, it was explained, oh, the year was 1575 BC and so forth. That's helpful for those that are working backwards in time for the dating of a year. But he is here just adding up the numbers of the various parts and steps to equal 2,500. And for, as we want to go deeper into the particular year, we can. But he, I think, tried to make it as simple as possible to say how numbers from their last jubilee that they kept, there are 2,500 year more years until the great jubilee. Over.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Brother Jim or Sister Stephanie?
I think I misspoke when I was giving my answer. I think I said 625 was the when they came into the land, maybe. Anyway, 625 BC was the last typical jubilee, 19 years before 606 BC.
Yes, right. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. I missed that. And then, okay, Brother Brad.
And of course, just to add on to kind of close the loop of what Sister Stephanie was saying, is that if you take that 1575 and you take away 950 years of the 19 cycles, and as she said, that takes you to 625 BC. And then if you take away 19 years, the balance between the last cycle that was kept and you take away 19 years, takes you to 606 BC. But here's the close on the loop is that is when Zedekiah was taken captive. That is when the King Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed, Jerusalem and took captive the remaining Jews that were in the land, and that really is what began the counting of the 70 years of the land laying fallow, the land having its rest. So, you know, what happened in 606? Well, that's when Zedekiah was taken captive, and the rest of Israel were taken captive to Babylon, or they were killed. There was a few remaining in the land, but they were it was just as, well, that's a different point. I'll stop there.
Okay, Brother Brett, would you just explain where you got the 1575? Where's that show? I heard 1575.
Well, that's what we were looking at on the chart. About 1575 was when they went into 1615.
Oh, the year. Yeah.
Minus 40 years in the wilderness.
1575 BC. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Brad. And then we have the table. The Jubilee is a type in the law that we can refer to on page 186. So let's read the next paragraph, unless someone else has a question or comment. I'm not seeing any hands. So, Sister Margaret, maybe you could read that paragraph, top of page 187.
Thus we find that the 2500th year began with the beginning of the year AD 1875, which in Jewish civil time, by which this is reckoned, Leviticus 25:9, began about October 1874. So then, if the Great Jubilee were to be only a year like its type, it would have commenced October 1874 at the end of 2499 years and would have ended October AD 1875. But this is not the type, but the reality. It was not a Jubilee year, but the antitypical thousandth years of restitution of all things, which commenced October 1874. So this is a beautiful summary of how the type was an example of what would be in the thousand year kingdom arrangement of everything being restored to mankind. It will bring them up to the point of perfection in 2875, I'm going to say. And it makes the point of when it says 1875, their year, the Jewish year, in this case, started in 1870, around the fall, October 1874. So that qualifies that. Maybe I should read Leviticus 25:9. I think we're familiar with it, but Leviticus 25.
I think that would be good. Yes.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month in the Day of Atonement, shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And I think we can line this up with the 7th trumpet, the trump of God, in 1874, which would announce our Lord's return, and that would start the 1,000 year antitypical Jubilee. I'm not the best at explaining, but I think it's beautiful to recognize how this works out and all that it means to us and all mankind. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Margaret. So we see here that a year lasts from October 74 to October 75, from the fall to the fall of the, and that shows that's a complete year. And the final sentence that you read, which commenced at the day October AD 1874, the return of our Lord. Any other thoughts? Well, we see there's conclusion here in this next paragraph. So we'll have that read. And let's see, who should we have read here? Maybe Sister Ellie. Are you there?
So I'm not in a position to read. I'm not at home.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's nice to have you with us.
I'm with us. Okay.
Sister, Brother David, maybe? Perhaps you could read that for us, Thus We See. Are you in a position to read, Brother David? I'm not getting a response. Maybe he's away from his computer. Okay. How about a volunteer from the Gutu home? Brother Igor.
Thus we see that not only did Israel's Jubilee clearly and forcibly prefigure the great times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began, but that also the manner of its reckoning just as clearly indicates the date of the beginning of earth's great Jubilee. If we fail to accept these conclusions, we see no other alternative than that this is that, I'm sorry, we see no other alternative than this type passed away without fulfillment, notwithstanding the most positive assurance of our Lord that it could not, that it would be easier for heaven and earth to pass than for one jot or tittle of the law to pass away without reaching a fulfillment. We accept the facts thus divinely indicated, however, We accept the facts thus divinely indicated, however astounding the conclusions which we must reasonably draw therefrom. And he references Matthew 5:18 again. And so that seems to be, well, it is the main focus. Like even if you don't get it or it doesn't seem a certain way, we're assured that everything that was spoken is going to happen. Jesus reminds us that not one thing will pass away. Not one thing spoken will not happen. So we have that assurance. So I have always felt very thankful that in order to benefit from things, you don't have to fully understand. And so math has not been one of my greatest strengths. And so when math has done really beneficial things, I'm very grateful that there are people who understand it at that level and can do great things with it. And it ties in with the manna today, that the parts all have their strengths, and some are the maths and some of us aren't. And how nice it is that those things have been figured out by those who can. And also the final sentence of this paragraph is just so lovely. We accept the facts thus divinely indicated, however astounding the conclusion which we must reasonably draw therefrom. And it just, yeah, just wait and see. It all does work out. It's all very logical. And if we don't understand, we just need to wait a little bit longer. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Amanda. Very nice summary. And that's spoken by all the holy prophets since the world began. And that, it's just the way that it's just I can't find it. It's almost indescribable to think of the grand jubilee which will benefit the whole world of mankind, and how all these all this chronology brings us to that point. Brother Igor.
Brother Bill, it's okay if I'm going back a little bit. I have a question.
Okay. Where do we go?
Well, Sister Margaret said nicely, but it was a little fast for me. And I'm just trying to understand how we can calculate this specifically from the October of 1874, the beginning of the Jubilee. Because it says a little bit earlier, at the beginning of the year, what is it? Yeah. Those we find that the 2500 years began with the beginning of the year of the 1875. So I guess my question is those 3 months, how specifically we're reaching those 3 months that it's actually in October, not specifically the end of the year, like December 31st. Over.
Well, the way I understand it, Brother Igor, is, and maybe Sister Margaret would like to make a comment, but it brings it out in that paragraph. That's the time when Jewish civil time is reckoned in the fall of 1874. And we think back, and that's when our Lord was born in October of AD 2. BC. And Sister Margaret has an explanation.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, no, what you said is fine, but what's in the same? Oh, we know that the Jubilee was also on the Day of Atonement. I thought I'd find it here. I'm not finding it right away. So therefore, and because we know the Day of Atonement was in the fall of the year, which again is the beginning of their civil year. They had a religious year starting in the springtime and then the civil year starting. So their year, they don't go January to December as we do. They have, I forget what their calendars show. But they have it either beginning the civil or religious. Maybe Brother Jerry or someone else knows this. But that's the reason why it's just, we've got the Gregorian calendar, but they have their calendar different based on the law, the requirements of the law.
Yes, thank you very much. But yeah, I would like to hear Brother Jerry.
Yes, Brother Jerry, please.
Well, Brother Bill, sometimes I hesitate to say something because sometimes the more we just add words to things, the more confusing it can be for someone. But I tried to make this idea simple. In the top of page 187, he says, we find that the 2500th year began with the beginning of the year 1875, Jewish time, beginning October 1874. Then he adds a little bit later in the paragraph, October 1874 was at the end of 2499 years. What's he talking about? Why does he say this? What do we mean by the 2500th year? And I have this kind of a simple picture in my mind. You have a ruler with 10 inches on it. And let's say each inch represents a year. And you say, you look at the first year. Well, it's from 0 to 1 inch. What is the 10th, TH, year? It follows the 9th, beginning there until the end of the 10th inch. So when he says the 2500th year, he says it's composed of 12 months. 2500th, the last unit, doesn't begin afterwards. It begins like the 10th inch begins after 9. And it ends four quarters of an inch further. So anyway, he's saying 1874, October, the Jewish year, to October 1875 was the 2500th year. It was the last 12 months of the Jewish year, marking 2500. So he says that particular year was 2500 from this antitypical cycle. And he says, what should we look for then? We should look for the grand jubilee, not just a 50th year, but that 1874 to 1875 unit, instead of 1 year, is 1,000 years beginning then. I think that's what he's saying, but sometimes when someone says 2500 or 2499 complete years, I just visualize this ruler with inches. Maybe that helps. Maybe it confuses. Over.
No, I found that very helpful. That's a good illustration with the ruler, Brother Jerry. And Brother Bill, maybe you could put that chart up there again. And I know we're at the end of our time, but, you know, that shows the 2499 and how a year consists of 12 months. And it's it began in October of 74 and goes through to October of 1875. See here? See where it says 2499 up there? And then that begins the year 2500. Down here at the bottom, Brother Bill is showing that beginning of the times of restitution. That's the times of restitution, as Brother, as Sister Margaret read in that paragraph. 1,000 years of restitution of all things, which commenced October AD 1874. We have to think of the year as going from one number to another number, not just the final number. That's the way I understand it. Like Brother Jerry pointed out with the illustration of the ruler. Okay. So I appreciated the arithmetic lesson today and understanding when the great jubilee, or the grand jubilee, will take place. Brother Brad, you have some.
I was going to make a comment on one other thing. I really appreciated Sister Amanda's explanation of how she was viewing things that may be a little bit difficult to grasp, especially at first, or maybe even the first few times you go through. But, you know, when we began the study, Brother Russell laid the groundwork from that Matthew 5:18. And he spent a good amount of time looking at that. And now we're coming back to it. Now we come back to this. And there was, as Sister Amanda pointed out, there was a couple things in that last paragraph that we read that I circle on my page. The words, no other alternative. And the words, however astounding. And I go back. For myself, I go back to where we began our reading today, the second paragraph that we read. No, the first paragraph where we began. The silent cycle began to count. And, you know, I stop and think about, well, if it's a cycle, in all the other cycles, we see something happening, like the Sabbath cycle. There was the year of rest, leading to the Jubilee. And it was a year and we could identify it. And then we have here the concept of a silent cycle, because you might say, well, if there's 50 times 50, we should see something happening on that 50th year as the cycle builds. But then I come to this point, and this is, I make this connection between that first paragraph and the last paragraph that we read today. There is no other alternative if we want to, understand it the way that the Matthew 5:18 text lays it out, that Jesus said these things cannot pass away until all be fulfilled. Heaven, easier for heaven and earth to pass away. That's a rather profound statement. And then he ends up by saying, however astounding. So some of these things may be a little bit difficult for us to really get our arms around completely, but, and no matter how astounding they are, they work out when we look at the math that we've done today, and we look at how these things all are pulled together. It is astounding. That's astounding in itself. And to be able to come up to the right year as we arrive at this date from other calculations completely independent, we arrive at the same time, and then we see what's happening at that time. And we see that the times of restitution begin, and we see the evidences in abundance in the earth. So we put all these things together, and I think these things help settle our mind where there may be some questions or even some reasons for doubting. They're all pulled together in I think in this last paragraph. What is another alternative explanation for the Jubilees? And it has been brought out that Jubilees are a very significant part of the Mosaic Law. So to think that they would pass away and have nothing replace them as an antitype, that is an unacceptable way to view it in my mind. So anyway, I appreciated Sister Amanda's comments a lot on how she expressed herself. Over.
Thank you, Brother Brad. I appreciated Sister Amanda's thoughts as well. And as we continue in the chapter here, you see that Brother Russell's going to bring out more evidence and expansion, showing that there are scriptures that it says here will either warrant or contradiction those conclusions that we just talked about. And we'll see that they are supported, the conclusions are supported by other scriptures as well. So, okay, thank you, brethren. Very interesting study. So next week we'll begin on the bottom, page 187. So we'll see if I'm in a position to lead this study or not. We'll have to wait and see how things go. So brother, wait a minute. Sister Arlene selected, him 360, I believe, Brother Bill, to close.
Yes, this will take me just a little while because framing's all.
Oh, thank you. Your labors. Your labors of love. And we asked Brother Walt to close with prayer. I hope you're there to close with prayer, Brother Walt. After the hymn. Are you there, Brother Walt?
Bill, that needs to be framed a little bit more. It's, there we go. Thank you, got it.
Brother Walt, just tell me whether you're able to close it for... What?
I chose 360 from the blue book, which is "To God Be the Glory." It doesn't make a difference. This is fine too.
This we get confused with our. I should have asked whether it was the blue book or the red book. But I'm not hearing Brother Walt respond.
Three. Oh, and then we go.
He's got it on.
No.
3:06 p.m.
So maybe after we sing the hymn, he'll be it. If not, we'll select someone else. So let's, and Sister Ruth is going to play for us.